Hi, my name is Jerry Palin. I'm from Saratoga, Wyoming. Originally, I'm from Cheyenne. We grew up there. My wife and I grew up there in Cheyenne. She was a ranch girl. I was the son of the large animal veterinarian in Laramie County. We went through high school together, my wife and I. She got the A's in our class. I got the C's, but eventually I ended up with a wife.
Okay.
I went on to school at the University of Wyoming, where I have a degree in economics and political science, which I suppose has helped me as a full-time cartoonist. My cartoon series is, for what it's worth, which is much today, is the largest rural cartoon series in the United States and Canada. Speaking of the Canadians, we have the Royal Canadian Mounted Police here, and used to have to go to Canada quite a bit, different organizations, different marketing groups, like Mr. John Deere and Mr. Ralston Purina would hire me to go and draw cartoons for them at the conventions there. And the Canadians always would take great delight in having the Mounties come and arrest me and bring me in front of the rodeo and arrest me. I have been a cartoonist and an artist all my life. That's all I've ever wanted to do. I grew up in Cheyenne. My father was a large animal veterinarian. He only had a few clients at that time, probably had maybe 10 or 12 clients, and that's all he could handle, because that was back in the old days when the doctor went to the patient. And my father always had a Ford. Every 2 years he would buy a plain Jane. It was always so humiliating to my brother and I. He would always buy this plain Jane Ford, and that's all he drove, was a Ford, four-door car. Four-wheel drive, not a pickup or anything like that. Oddly enough, we went through every kinds of weather conditions and rarely got stuck or stranded. I always tell the funny story about my father never had any hired help. He just carried these two kids with him, my brother and me, and we would go maybe at 10 o'clock at night, maybe midnight, maybe all day on Saturday. We would go with him and assist him and help him with working on mainly cattle, horses, and sheep.
No aspirations to become a vet yourself?
No, that was the last thing I wanted to do, right? was be a vet. My father was also an authority on Western art and Western Americana. At that time, back in the 50s and 60s, as I grew up, he was recognized as one of the authorities on Western art and Western Americana. We went, and any vacation time we would have was spent in museums or art galleries or visiting professional artists. My father was collecting Western art way before it became fashionable during World War II. My mother, who was always disgusted with him and his stuff actually turned out to be quite valuable, but it was also his historical reference to the state of Wyoming and to the American cowboy. But during World War II, one time, he came home and had spent his captain's pay on a small little watercolor. My mother was furious. How am I going to feed these children? And it turned out that it was little Charlie Russell.
Very good.
But that's where I got probably a lot of my education was going to art museums. Now, not only in the West, but all over the United States with my father, who was called upon by anywhere. We've been to Kansas City, Oklahoma City, to Texas with my father. And he would be authenticating or talking to the people in the museums about Western art and the Western artists, Remington, Bareen, Will James, Charlie Russell, of course.
Was your father a practicing artist?
No, he probably did have some artistic talent, but no, he never never messed with art at all. No. It was just left to me. My father was one of these, if you think you're big enough to run with the big boys, then go ahead, become an artist. Although my mother, when I announced at the age of 9 that I was going to be an artist, she said, well, that's very fine and well and good, but you're going to get an education and you're going to go to college, because I know if you're an artist, you'll just end up a bum. I probably am a bum, but my cartoon characters and my cartoon series is called Stampede. Stampede is the largest rural cartoon series, like I said earlier, in the United States and Canada. The cartoon characters are well-known. Elmo and Flo are well-known throughout the United States. In fact, several of the marketing companies for these major ag companies have done studies, spent tens of thousands of dollars on researching the cartoon characters, and found out, much to their chagrin and much to my delight, that Flo, the main character, and Elmo are better known in rural America than Snoopy the dog. That's my only claim to fame. I met Charles Schulz once, and I said, that's my only claim to fame. I don't match him as far as money or fame.
Could you describe your time at UW?
I was not a good student. A few years ago, they were kind enough to acknowledge me as an outstanding alum, and I thanked them profusely for not releasing my grades. But I do have a degree in economics and political science, and two fields I've found fascinating, I've kept up with, and I have enjoyed to this day.
The Stampede cartoon, how long have you been doing that?
Stampede cartoon series is now, this year will be 40 years. We're going to do the 12th, and I told my wife the final, and she said, well, maybe, but we're going to do the 12th cartoon book.
Okay. Does your wife help with this? Is she also an artist?
No, she's not an artist. She is the brains behind the outfit. She's the bookkeeper. She's the people that keeps the 300 newspapers and magazines straight and up to date.
And can you tell us about how you ended up in Saratoga?
20 years ago, back in the 80s, actually, let's go back a little bit further. Back in the 80s, Ann and I, my wife, bought part of the Wyoming Hereford Ranch, and it came up for sale, and there was a group of 7 of us, and we bought it. We bought part of it. That's where we raised our kids, and then our two boys, Eric, who is a attorney and a rancher in Glendale, and our other son, who is Brian, who is a professor of medicine and in Washington, the state of Washington, and he is a critical care doc. But that's where we raised our children, and it was a nice backyard for them, and it was a great release for me as I traveled around, because at that time I did a lot of traveling around for the major ag companies, and I would get on a plane on Sunday afternoon, and would take me into the airport in Cheyenne. I'd get on a plane, and I'd come home Friday night. And I did that. You did year after year after year. And I'll pay for part of the ranching and our kids' interest in horses. And we have had a real interest in horses over the years. And the boys showed horses and rodeoed and did all of that growing up. But 20 years ago, they grew up and left home, and so I knew I had lost my cheap help, and so we sold the ranch and moved to Saratoga, where I love to fly fish, and that's probably the only bad habit I have left.
Not so bad. Aside from the cartoon, what other types of artwork?
I do it all. This year we were at the Governor's Invitational Show at Frontier Days. I sold 6 paintings, 3 oils, watercolor, and a pen and ink. So I do it all. I do pen and inks, watercolors, and oil paintings, and bronzes.
Okay.
And the bronze that's here in front of the Pioneer Museum here in Douglas is the piece I have wanted to do for several years. It's called Running with the Big Boys, and it depicts 2 antelope running with a jackrabbit. And the jackrabbit is actually running with them, and he's thinking, I'm going to run with these guys. I'm just as fast as they are. to me, it's a reflection of the pioneering spirit of the people in Wyoming. You know, people in Wyoming are amazing, right? They're not afraid to run with anybody. And we were visiting with Cynthia Lummis, the representative, and her chief of staff was saying, you know, she gets in front of the full Congress and she has no trouble with those people. And I, you know, that's exactly how people are in Wyoming. We don't have any trouble. We can run with the big guys, even though we are the smallest state.
What's your earliest favorite memory of the state fair?
The earliest memory of the state fair was probably started coming up here in the 50s, late 50s. Like I said, in 1960, I believe it was, I won the Performance Horse Award. I'm still wearing the bell buckle. In fact, I have the bell buckle on today. but we always had lots of fun. It was a great time for us. You know, after working all year on your projects, whether it's horses or cattle, with my brother and I, it was horses. And it was always such a great fun to come up here. One of the funny stories I have to say is someone said, well, if you're going to state fair this year, don't forget you have to have a Coggins test on your horse. And so, but I remember one time when my father, the large animal veterinarian, and driving up with her old two-horse homemade, well, I guess it was a Laycock trailer, Morse Laycock trailer, Laycock trailers in Cheyenne. And pulled into the state fair, and they said, you have to have a health inspection, sir. And so my father reached in the glove compartment, pulled out this book, wrote the health inspection. I know that guy didn't believe it.
So did you and your brother do some competing on horses, or what?
We showed horses, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we showed horses, and we broke horses. My father was this, of course, he got around to all the ranches in Laramie County, and so he would always bringing these horses or ponies or whatever and home, and we'd break them. It kind of soured my brother because he never knew from day to day if his favorite horse was going to be there tomorrow, because my father was just as likely to sell it and get him another one.
Never wanted to get attached.
Yeah, never wanted to get attached.
Did you grow up on a bit of a ranch? Or are you
No, actually, we grew up not too far from the Cheyenne Frontier days, grandstands, which at that time was out in the country. And, yeah, so we kind of have grew up in the country. Where the Frontier Cheyenne Mall is now was all open country.
Okay. Ride wherever you wanted.
We rode where we wanted. Chased antelope on our ponies.
What would you say your proudest moment, Jerry?
It's hard to say. The proudest thing I'm right now most proud of is, of course, my beautiful, lovely wife, Ann. And she and I have been married almost 50 years. And, of course, our two children.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ray.